at Grant
See
Rainey
ya.
on Twitter, Tennessee and Florida on Saturday. In years gone by, man, you basically stop everything for that game, basically all week, if you're on one side or the other. Now I was like, I woke up this morning, I was like, oh yeah, Tennessee plays Florida on Saturday.
It's a classic 2020 where it's snowing outside, everybody's got their Christmas trees up, and hey, it's Florida week.
Yeah, yeah, no question. What's the vibe in Knoxville at this point? I mean, glad to have a game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess,
or maybe not.
In theory, you would rather play than not play, but you know, a 17, 18 point dog against your rival that's number six, that's having a really, really good year. Obviously, it looks like an elite football team, really good quarterback in Kyle Trask, a crazy good tight end in Kyle Pitts, the numbers those guys have been putting up, and the COVID issues that Tennessee is dealing with. I'd rather play than not play, but obviously, it's always a steep hill to climb against Florida. It's obviously a different story when you've lost five straight. I think they've won five straight, and it's the first week of December, and you're kind of limping to the finish line.
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, one positive for Tennessee, I thought that line would be closer to 27 than 17, honestly. So there's that. Jeremy Pruitt, talking to the media today, Grant had.
Grant's like, no, no.
No, you froze. I'm sorry. You froze on me. Oh. What'd you say?
I thought you were not, just like, ah, no, no.
No, I'm not ignoring anybody. I'm frozen.
I said one positive, if there is one, is that I thought the line would be closer to 27 than 17. So there is that. Jeremy Pruitt today talking about Kyle Pitts, and he went on and on about how great that dude is, and which we all know. But Jeremy Pruitt, as a defensive dude, has been watching big-time tight ends for a long time.
And he's been in huge games. He's been a part of national championship-winning staffs at Alabama, Florida State, coached at Georgia. I mean, he's been around this league as long as he's been in this sport, and for him to say what he said about Kyle Pitts, and you look up the numbers, and the numbers back it up. He's missed a few games, I believe, but he's got 29 receptions, 500 and something yard, and 11 touchdowns. Putting those stats up,
Six games.
Compare those stats to Tennessee's offensive stats as a team. It's insane.
Gosh. So where are we with the whole quarterback situation? Is it Harrison Bailey's game against Florida, or do you go back to JG as starter?
It feels like it's Harrison Bailey's game because there's a quarterback that's in quarantine right now, and it's a state secret trying to get Jeremy Pruitt to say who that quarterback is. And if it's Brian Maurer, I don't think there's any reason to hide it. If it's JT Stroud, I don't think there's any reason to hide it. Even if it's Harrison Bailey, I don't think there's any reason to hide it because you've only used him to this point to play in garbage time on the road, down 10, 17 points, whatever, in the fourth quarter. I don't know why you'd be trying to hide that from an opponent. So it would make sense if it was Jared Garantano, the quarterback who is in quarantine. I don't know, obviously, if that's a positive test or just contact tracing or when he comes out of that. Obviously, if you don't have 2 weeks to prepare for a team like Florida, you're probably not going to throw that guy into the fold, even though he's the guy that you've thrown out there consistently as your starting quarterback this season. So it feels like it's shifting toward Harrison Bailey. I wouldn't be surprised if things kind of go to him, if it is JG that's in quarantine, but we've kind of thought before that maybe it was going to shift that way, and they've trotted out Jared Garantano. So Saturday afternoon, I guess one way or the other, we're going to have to see what that state secret is.
Now, that being said, I did see some comments from Coach Pruitt today on Harrison Bailey from a standpoint of progress. And I felt like this entire time it's been, okay, they're protecting Harrison Bailey because his knowledge of the offense isn't there. I thought Coach Pruitt's comments today were more, oh, no, we're okay with where his knowledge of the offense is. It's more of like taking the live shots, live game reps kind of thing. So where are we on that? Is it a different message this week?
I feel like it's got to be to the point where they've made up for lost time. What it felt like they were talking about so much early in the season was this guy missed time with contact tracing early in camp, and that set him behind from the start. From the jump, he was trying to make up for lost time. Okay, well, now you've had three Saturdays off over the last 5 weeks. One was an open date, two was COVID postponements. So you've had time to catch this guy up. In theory, you should be able to get him ready. But for whatever reason, we still haven't seen him in meaningful action. When he goes in, the game's basically already decided because it's late, because you're down multiple touchdowns. There's not really a lot there. What we haven't seen is what this
There's Grant Ramey locking up, talking about the points. Spread. Oh, there we go. You're back. We
am
lost
I, am I back?
Yeah.
The internet is not agreeing with Tennessee Florida Week in December. I don't know. It's time for him. If it's ever going to happen this season, it's time for something to happen, because you've had chances to get caught up if you've missed so much time early in the season, now that you've had so many open dates the last few weeks.
I actually think Florida is a good opportunity if you're going to – I mean, I would have put Harrison Bailey out there a long time ago, but Florida's pass defense, not good. And the offensive line, I felt like, got a lot of momentum against Auburn, if you can get momentum in a loss. I thought the offensive line played exceptionally well. And maybe can take some of that momentum into this matchup with Florida. Now, Florida's going to put up as many points as they want to. So there's that. But from an offensive standpoint, might not be a bad opportunity to throw him out there and see what he can do, as we've talked about. But how did you feel like the offensive line played against Auburn?
I felt like they took positive steps forward. It felt like that offensive line that you just kind of expected to see most of the season, at least a little bit more consistently. And maybe COVID stuff and quarantine and contact tracing, all that stuff, maybe that played a bigger factor in the offensive line and chemistry and continuity and finding the right five guys than we know of. But it looked like the team that they're supposed to be, an Eric Gray rushing for the numbers that he rushed for. You're not going to do that consistently, going for 170 yards and running for 220 as a team. But you need to be more like that, because you really don't trust your quarterback to go out there and win you a football game, whether that is JG or Harrison Bailey. And I agree. I would throw him out there against Florida, because what do you have to lose at this point? You're trying to find a spark, throw yourself a lifeline a little bit, get some pressure off of you if you're Jeremy Pruitt, and see what this guy can do. And if it blows up in your face, at least you gave this guy a shot.
I mean, defensively, what do you do against Kyle Trask?
You better hope your offense scores a lot of points, because I don't really know what you do, because this Tennessee defense, you know, they've had busts at times, and then other times they've consistently given up that stuff over the middle. The linebackers have struggled in coverage, the slants that have been there all year for all these opponents. Yeah. And, hey, here comes Kyle Trask, and here comes Pitts, you know, one of the best, I guess the best tight end in the game, what he can do.
There's no question, yeah.
I mean, it almost feels like he's more of a wide receiver, because he just runs away from people, and you're matching him up against inside linebackers, putting him over the middle of the field. It feels like it would be a field day for him, the way it has been a few times. But you better hope your offense, if your Tennessee, scores a ton of points, because you're going to have to keep pace with a pretty elite Florida offense.
Good stuff, Grant. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks. Sorry, I'm freezing again. See you.
No problem. It's snowing outside. At Grant Ramey on Twitter. Grant Ramey from GoVols 24/7.